I have worked with the military providing sexual assault awareness training and response programming for them as well. And then I've been working with a lot of corporations and businesses now doing programming on also workplace harassment, healthy relationships within the workplace culture, diversity and inclusion, and wellness.
Welcome to Ending Domestic Abuse, a one-of-a-kind virtual resource for helping victims escape abuse, empowering survivors, and preventing relationship violence before it can even start by giving you the tools to improve your confidence, life skills, and hope. I'm your host, Dr. Ludie Green, a national expert on violence against women and children. I have advocated across the world and directly helped more than 1,000 abused women regain and maintain their freedom through economic independence. On my podcast, you will hear from top experts in fields like finance, economics, psychology, and many more. And you will hear stories from people who have defied the odds, overcome abuse, and found their way to success. Together, we'll offer you support and practical ideas to pursue your goals, start on a new path, and protect yourself and others from abuse. Today's episode will feature Elaine Pasqua, a renowned keynote speaker and trainer, who has been awarded one of the highest designations from the National Speakers Association as a certified speaking professional. We are so excited to have her on today to share advice, her expertise, and act as your virtual mentor. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to Ending Domestic Abuse. This is your host, Dr. Ludie Green. For many victims and survivors of abuse, one of the first steps towards healing is sharing their story with people in their lives. This type of personal storytelling can help to strengthen feelings of resilience, perseverance, and empowerment for survivors. It is also a powerful way to spread awareness of the prevalence of domestic abuse and how this type of violence can impact anyone from any background. Sharing one's story and experience can be an incredible way to connect with people. According to the Domestic Violence Awareness Project, public speaking can be an important part of healing from trauma, helping the speaker to reclaim control of their own experiences and connecting survivors to domestic violence intervention and prevention efforts on the local, state, and national levels. However, the idea of public speaking can be truly terrifying for some people. Surveys typically show that roughly 70 to 75% of the population in the United States is afraid of speaking in front of large audiences. Today, we are lucky to have someone with us who is one of the few who is not afraid to get on a stage and speak to audiences of thousands of people, Elaine Pasqua. Elaine is a seasoned public speaker who has spoken to more than 500,000 people nationwide. She's here to share her story with us today and to help empower you, our listeners, to learn how to share your stories and speak your truth. Elaine, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Ludie. It's such a pleasure to be with you. I'm honored.
So excited. So listen, to start, would you like to introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about your background and what you do?
Yes. I have been a professional speaker for 28 years, and I have been speaking to different audiences. I have worked with over 700 colleges and universities nationwide and eventually created a niche for working with collegiate athletes. But I also do work with freshman orientation and also Greek life. And then I've worked with 32 teams across the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. And those are the moments when I pinch myself, because here I am at like 5'3", standing amongst these gentle giants of sports. And I just love the conversations that I have with these young men. I have worked with the military providing sexual assault awareness training and response programming for them as well. And then I've been working with a lot of corporations and businesses now doing programming on also workplace harassment, healthy relationships within the workplace culture, diversity and inclusion, and wellness also.
Wow, that is unbelievable. But you know, you're a really powerful speaker. I have seen you in action, and I can testify about that.
I love what I do. I am so blessed.
Yeah, you really are an amazing, and I see the impact on the youngsters, because I remember going once, it was something that has to deal with the colleges, and I was there and you were there, you were presenting it. how much those men really focus on your presentations. It was just unbelievable and really admirable of you. The reach you have as a speaker is so impressive, first of all. And I know you've spoken to business, colleges, high schools, sports teams, and military groups. You said, what pushed you to transition your career into speaking and professional training?
Well, it was a brand new career for me, and life happens while you make other plans. And in 1989, we found out that my stepfather had contracted HIV from a medical product that was made from plasma. And unfortunately, within that 10-year period of time that he was incubating it, we now know when he contracted it, he passed it on to my mom. And we lost both of them within a five-year period of time. And what made me want to speak out, Ludi, is that they chose to keep their infectious status a secret. And nobody should have to keep it a secret as to why they are dying. And it affects the family. The stigma was just terrible. So I got my mom's permission when she was on her deathbed to be able to finally speak out and tell the truth. And I told her I wanted to educate people, saying that, you know, I said to her, if we don't share your story, we won't teach people about the prejudices against those with HIV and AIDS. And that was the beginning. She nodded her head yes and granted me permission. And I start speaking about HIV and AIDS and the psychosocial dynamics for the first 2 years. And then from there, I called a local university and they brought me in to do training. And the dean of students loved the program so much, he mentored me and he got me on the national circuit. And then that's where it started to transition, because after 2 years of being on the college circuit, I was hearing all the stories of students who were being thrown out of school, who were getting into life-altering situations because of the high-risk drinking. And then from there, I was talking to so many survivors of sexual violence, especially young women who were saying, I was so drunk that night, I couldn't fight back. And so that's when I started to And that is one of my areas of research and expertise. And then also doing domestic violence with the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, because that's often mandated by them as well. So my career is one of an evolution, starting from painful story in my life, and it became a way of healing.
Well, it's a life mission. I'm telling you that. And you're making the difference in the life of thousands and thousands of youngsters in our colleges and universities. So thank you for that, Elaine.
Oh, my pleasure.
Some of your program and trainings are focused on issues of sexual assault, you said, and violence against women. How men, for example, professionals and college athletes can be better advocates for women in these situations. Why did you decide to focus on this particular issue?
You mean the issue of sexual violence altogether?
Yes, sexual assault and violence against women.
Because I'm a victim myself. And again, I was hearing the stories, and it was my passion to help young survivors. And I'm also taught to men who have been survivors as well. I've been slipped to date rape drug. I was sexually assaulted on an elevator in Rome. I have been raped under the influence of the alcohol. I have been chased down the street by cars full of guys growing up in New Jersey, right outside of New York City. All of these experiences. And I can honestly say that most of the women of my generation have the stories, but we didn't have the conversation back then. It was just, these things happen, and it shouldn't be happening to anybody. So that drives my passion. And then hearing stories from other people also drives my passion too, to want to reduce or to eliminate, basically, the violence.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting what you're saying, but believe it or not, even now, you know, we're about one out of four women victims of violence in this country. And not only that, people are suffering in the many industries and being sexually assaulted and abused, and they have to just be quiet. Why? Because they don't want to lose their jobs.
Yes, yes.
We have to consider that. We have to think about that. And that's on a regular basis. This is not disappearing. Do you have any examples of an impactful conversation or interaction you had during one of your programs?
No, you know, it's interesting. I find that some of my most impactful conversations during my programs have been with NFL players, because a lot of times they're confused because they have young women that are throwing themselves all over these guys, and they're going, well, wait a minute, why are we getting in trouble? And because this particular person started, and I'm trying to get people to not get involved in random hookups where they don't know people, do see alcohol, so they can be communicating openly, honestly, and not having that alcohol with their clarity and their decision making. But in all honesty, in terms of reflecting on this question, I can honestly say my most impactful conversations are after my program. The football player from Temple University who sat down with me and said, how can I best support my girlfriend who was raped in high school and is still wrestling with the PTSD? What can I do for her? One of the students that write to me afterwards, and they share the stories of that night and sharing things like, I can no longer relax in a social setting because I don't know who I can trust. I want to be able to trust the opposite sex again. My friend said, you look like you were asking for it when I reached out for help after I was sexually assaulted and saying, I saw your pictures on Snapchat. You were drunk. And all these different stories that come to me, and I feel honored that they trust me. And when they reach out to me, I always say, give me your phone number. I'm not going to sit here and type back and forth. And I have spent hours on the phone with some of these survivors and try to help them work through the challenges of these scenarios or situations.
Thank you, Elaine, for what you do. Hopefully we'll have you as mentor one of ours as well.
Oh, people.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so a lot of our listeners, you know, are survivors and victims of abuse with important stories to share. And that's one of the reasons we have you here. Do you have any advice for women looking to grow their skills as professional speakers? Because some of them, they want to tell their story. So how were you able to find your voice and how can others find their voice?
Well, I think first of all, the most important thing is to know your story and be able to speak your truth. And this is, I started on my own for just when I first started speaking about HIV and AIDS. Have that passion and be able to speak with clarity, be authentic, and you want to make it relatable too. So you have to be very careful about not being up there and just having it be all about me and my story. But it also has to be about your audience and how does your story relate to them and what can you bring to them that will help them better their lives and help them prevent sexual violence from occurring. How can they get involved with bystander intervention? Because that's an important thing. That's my, I talk about that a lot. And so I think that they need to find their audience who would benefit from my message and start reaching out to people and start speaking. And in the beginning, you'll start speaking for free. And in the beginning, I spoke to anybody who would listen. And I just kept saying, who would want this message at this point in time? And reaching out to all different types of people. And so maybe they can go to sexual survivor support groups. Maybe they can speak at a college or a high school. But, you know, it's something that you build gradually. But just believe in yourself, believe in your story, and practice. A lot of it is practicing. Have the story in your head. Have it make sense and flow well. And from there, you get better all the time. You know, you're the person in the beginning, but after a while, that goes away.
I totally agree. Thank you for that. As we wrap up the month of March, which is Women's History Month, we've been highlighting impactful women. Who is someone that you look up to and are celebrating this month?
Well, you know, you're going to chuckle at this, but I did a speech for the National Charity League, and I focused on three women who I admire. You were one of them. My mom was an incredible mentor and a loving woman and a strong woman who believed that she was born 20 years too early. And she liked the freedom that the women of my generation had. She's a very compassionate person, a phenomenal listener. And in terms of famous people, the first person that came to my mind was Michelle Obama. I just have the utmost respect for her and how she advocates for people. She's solid. She's grounded. I actually saw her do an interview at the Metropolitan Theater in Philadelphia 2 years ago, and she was absolutely incredible.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing. And also, we want to thank you so much for joining us today to share your guidance with our listeners. So is there any way for our listeners to keep up with you and your work?
Yes, they can follow me on LinkedIn, which is Elaine Pasqua, E-L-A-I-N-E, and then P as in Peter, A-S-Q-U-A. I am also on Facebook. I am also on Instagram. You can also go to my website, www.elainepascua.com, and you can reach out to me through the website as well.
This was amazing, Elaine. We look forward to continue working with you and seeing you around. And thank you once again to our guest, Elaine Pascua. And thanks to you for listening. No matter who you are or what you have been through, you can find help and you can find a way out of abuse and into your new life. Send us an email through our website at ludigreen.com. That's ludigreen.com. Or you can call our abuse hotline at 202-643-2337. We'll help you find a way out to freedom. You can find me on social media at Dr. Ludigreen on Instagram and Twitter. You can also help stop abuse by spreading word of our podcast. Just go on Spotify and please give us a 5-star rating or share your comments. Thank you again, and together, let's all find the life you deserve.